Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. A partnership between a Wisconsin farmer and a brewer has led to the creation of a beer that allows you to taste the history of the state. Anarchy Acres in Mount Pleasant grows wheat varieties that are significant to Wisconsin's agricultural past. Littleport Brewing in Racine is using some of that wheat to create traditional beers using locally grown ingredients. Mark Flynn is the owner of Littleport Brewing, and Charlie Tennyson is a farmer who grows the heritage crop being used for the beer. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz visits them at the brewery to learn more about the partnership and the brew.
Well, we've got a homebrew store across the street. We started Homebrew Club 2001. Okay. 2006, we opened the homebrew store, and we've been giving away homebrew there for quite a while. And our customers over there said, you got to open up a brewery and sell this stuff instead of just giving it away. That's what we did.
So how many types of beer do you brew?
You know, in the homebrew shop, people come in wanting to make anything and everything. So we learn how to make just about every style there is, and it comes down to it. There's like 25 different style categories, and then there's subcategories in those. So there's like 100 different beer styles you can make, and we've made most of them. But these are kind of some of our favorites from the homebrew shop. And then this one we're making now is actually one of the few beers that we're making a second time here. We've only been open a year and a half, but it sold out. It was well received on the first batch. So
this was late September, right?
This one we're making now, we first made in April last
April.
Year.
Okay.
April of COVID year. At that point, I didn't use the Anarchy Acres wheat. I just used a regular wheat from our supplier.
It was before your enlightenment?
No, it was before he was willing to part with some of his wheat. He had to build up his stores of it, and now he's willing to part with it, so we're using it for this beer. So that's going to be the only change on the recipe, is using his wheat.
So, Charlie, you've been in the wheat business for, tinkering with different varieties for a decade?
Yeah, a decade.
Commercially for about maybe 8 years now. But and my goal is the wheat of 19th century Wisconsin. If it was grown in Wisconsin in the 19th century, that's what I want to explore and learn about. And we have five varieties this year, authentically did grow in Wisconsin 150 years ago. And Mark is playing with two of those today.
So during one of our previous conversations, you were playing around with 10 varieties. Have you settled on five, or are you still exploring?
Still exploring. 10 was probably a round number. The thing is, there's what I have learned to an extent what they really grew back then. But I've also learned what is and isn't available. And also, there were some back there that don't interest me because they're already being improved, whereas I want the ones that are farmer to farmer. And of course, it's taken me 5, 6, 7 years to go from those small samples to commercial amount. So yes, this year I have five, and there'll be an additional three more next year. They're still growing out to the big stages where I can have them be big enough for commercial, you know.
So your commercial market has been selling flour?
Yeah, flour and a little bit of grain. People do buy the grain because they want to mill at home.
Okay.
Mostly stone ground flour. We have a stone mill on the farm.
You said you didn't want to part with wheat to help out Mark. What was the problem there?
I just didn't have extras. I mean,
sure.
we've been running out the last 3 or 4 years. I would grow it and it's gone by like November. This year, for the first year, really I have enough to get all the way through next harvest, so I won't run out. And there's a surplus. And breweries traditionally, they need larger amounts, and they can't pay the high price that I can get for retail. So it's just, now there's enough. So, and I really wanted to support Mark. Mark is all about the history of Racine. I don't know if you've looked around here, but he's crazy about the history of Racine, the port of Racine. Racine actually was the port that shipped the first shipment of grain, of wheat, from Wisconsin, like back in 1840 or something. I don't have the exact date. But this was, Milwaukee, of course, was more known for being a major wheat port during the middle of the 19th century. But Racine was also a wheat port, and it was the first to ship grain out of a Great Lakes port. So Racine is part of the history of Wisconsin wheat and Wisconsin grains, and so it's just a perfect match, Anarchy Acres and Littleport Brewing.
So, Mark, before we move on, I want to ask you, are you a Racine native, and its history means a lot to you? I mean, this is one of the oldest buildings in Racine.
It does. We've always been concerned with history. I was a private investigator for 25 years. What I ended up specializing in, like, the last 20 years was, we call it forensic genealogical investigations. I traced missing heirs on probate cases. So I was going through historical records everywhere, cemeteries, funeral homes. I traveled all over the country. But I was always glad to come home to Racine. When the detective agency needed to expand, we bought the building across the street because it had plenty of room for it. We became so busy with the mill part of it that I kind of gave up the detective agency. Originally built as a Racine City Mill in like 1849, I've restored a few houses along the way and apartments and that sort of thing. So that was my biggest job there, was restoring that building.
This is the beginning of your working together. Do you really have to figure it out season by season how much wheat you could provide if Mark can afford it?
Yeah, well, and he's doing something different. So you mentioned the Weizenbach beer, which he released about 2 months ago. And that used Wisconsin Pedigree Number 2, which is a hard red wheat. This time he's using a soft white and that hard red. So it's a little different mix of our wheats. He's using gold coin wheat and Wisconsin Pedigree Number 2. And Gold Coin is new this year to us. It's taken about 5 years to grow it out from the small amount of grain.
I want to dip back to the farmer to farmer. Explain that a bit more, and why is it important to you?
So starting really towards the end of the 19th century, 1890s, botanists are taking dissimilar wheats and intentionally crossing them. Wheat in the field doesn't cross-pollinate. It actually, it's what's called self-pollinating, and it pollinates from inside, and it almost never throws off a cross. And so it's always the same. And I like the romance of wheat being passed from farmer to farmer, as opposed to being messed with in the laboratory and improved.
So let me ask you, gentlemen, what does it mean to you to be partnering on this?
I love it. I love having a new use for my wheat. I'm actually not a beer person. Believe it or not, Mark is the first person to ever get me to drink beer. I haven't no moral objection to it. I just haven't. But the partnership for me is new. It's a new use for old wheat. And for me, the wheat that I grow is all about experiencing the past directly. It's literally a taste of the past. When Mark makes his beer, that's another way to taste the 19th century fields of Wisconsin.
Well, how about you, Mark?
Well, it's also, I was anxious to try it just because of the gluten properties. So many people are gluten intolerant, and it's to the genetically engineered, modified wheats that are out there now. I'm curious to see if we get some people who are gluten intolerant willing to try it and see if they're okay with this wheat beer.
It has to appeal to you as a history guy, though.
It does.
I thought what Mark wrote was really beautiful. This is just a paragraph. So, Anarchy Acres wheat from Littleport. This brew was made with historic and non-GMO wheat grown locally by Anarchy Acres using Wisconsin Pedigree No. 2 wheat and Munich malts. Anarchy is synonymous with concepts such as freedom, liberty, independence, and self-government. Concepts this brew and many home craft brewers identify with.
Mark Flynn is the owner of Littleport Brewing in Racine, and Charlie Tennyson is a farmer who operates Anarchy Acres in Mount Pleasant. They both spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.